Hello and welcome to episode 12 of Fallacy Football, the fantasy football podcast about what matters most in the world, getting one over on your mates. Tonight there's me, Connor.
Hello.
Jack.
Good evening, Max.
And Rob.
Hello.
Not the first Rob, a new Rob.
Yeah, we've replaced Rob with Rob.
And he's already regretting being here.
Yeah. Yep, but there's beer and I'm on a bed with two other men.
So. what have we got on this week's show, Max?
Well, tonight we've got the usual stuff. We're doing the teams, league update. Not a huge amount to do with the Premier League this week with international break. We've also got a special Trump 11 to disseminate. More on that later.
Well, why are you putting it? Excellent. No Ross this week, so we have brought back the duck as a replacement.
Thanks, Ross. So we're going to move on to the league standings. Very important.
Start with the head-to-head, the Copa Fallatio. From worst to last, Garth Crooks, still sitting at the bottom, 6 points. Gerald Northgate, going into the international break on 12 points. Max, well done, you're 4 points ahead of Gerald, 16 points. Neck and neck with Ross.
Level with Ross.
Yeah. Well, but technically behind him. Because you got less points.
Well, I mean, if Ross had his way, it would be measured on something else. Apparently, but
Rob Young's ghost team still on 16 points, soon to be replaced by Rob Hughes's non-ghost team. That's exciting, isn't it, Rob?
They're alive.
Nick Paddock on 21. Conor Ray
also something of a ghost.
Yeah, Conor Ray on 21, and top of the league, Jack Hope with his Tottenham Jet Pervs. That's me. also 21 points. Another draw for me this week. If I'd managed one more, I'd have won it. I'd be top outright. But
and if I'd managed one more, I'd be above Ross outright. Yeah, but you know,
these things happen in football, and these things happen in fantasy football, don't they, lads?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's a bit weird that you've drawn three games.
It is quite impressive. I saw a draw in the NFL as well at Wembley.
I was there too.
Yeah. It's quite
Mr. Gimme of a field goal from 37 yards.
Quite the turn up the books. I'm the draw specialist this year.
How exciting.
So mediocre. one-point wonder.
We'll move on now to our public league, the straight points league, if you like. Top of the league. We'll go the other way around. Switch it up. Alex Marr still.
Surprise, surprise.
Bit too good for our league. Then Damon Mark on.
Oh, no.
Still a cunt.
Of didgeridoo fame. Joseph Giacomelli, friend of the podcast, 612 points. Then I'm nearly on the podium, 4 points off, 608. That's me. Connor, just behind me in fifth, 603.
Tight.
Welsh correspondent Tom Vaughan in sixth. And then it's sort of a bit of a match of a muchness. Till we get.
I'm going to skip over you, Max. You're not important.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, Max is only 50.
It means I'm not a moron.
Yeah. So, Gerald Northgate, he's in 16th place. Anyone below that, you know what you are. You are a moron. You're losing to the England manager who has no control over his team. So, we'll start with Abelagiro. You are a moron. Garth Crooks, of course. You are a moron. Sudip Shrestha. Moron. Samuel Enoch. Moron. And my brother.
No.
Yes, with Madeline Milan.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Lewis Hope, you are a moron.
He's got no points. He's got hardly anything.
He's got four. Yeah, well, he must have just joined. He's probably been inspired by this podcast. Rob Hughes, just to fill the listeners in, sitting in 10th place.
Yep.
558 points, yep. Which puts you ahead of Ross and Max. So
congratulations.
Well, I think that's a sign
not
of
an achievement.
That's a sign of things to come, probably.
It's a sort of minimal achievement that means I'm actually playing the game. I'm yet to reach the upper echelons of the table. But
yeah, well, I mean, you can dream of being me and Connor, but you can't actually be me and Connor.
Oh no, I can't. Yeah. I want to be.
So that is the league.
Speaking of Scotland. England are playing them on Friday. International football's back. Are we all really happy about that?
No.
I think we made it quite clear on the last International Football Week podcast the one we titled The Worst Podcast Ever.
We are nothing if not consistent in our feelings for international football. We might watch 10 minutes of it between us.
I mean, England v Scotland, and Rob, as someone who lives with a Scotlander, you can testify to this, there's a little bit of a rivalry there.
Yeah, they don't like us. We don't really care about them. But they get a bit of an ump if we do one over on them.
Speaking of Scottish people with the hump, Max, could you do an impression of a Glaswegian with the hump, please? In tribute to whatever the last time we did, the Glaswegian with the hump.
I'll tell you what, I'm really, really pissed off at this guy who's doing these really shit Scottish accents. They're fucking terrible.
That got better. No, that got better. No, we're not repeating that. That's in the logs.
It started bad. It got bad. It also stayed bad.
Yeah, no one's going to watch it, are they? Waste of time.
No, I'm not.
There's no fantasy involved. It's just...
Oh, we'll get a new team for Gerald Northgate by next week.
Yeah, there'll be an update.
That's the update, and we're all looking forward to that, aren't we? So that was the international update. 50 seconds of fun. Let's move on to our teams and how they did last week. Connor, kick us off. You got loads of points.
You love that, don't you, Jack?
What?
Kick us off.
Yeah, I always say it. It's a verbal tick. Sorry, listeners. Connor, carry on.
Yeah, I got 60 points, which, you know, it's not my best.
Big
60-pointer. It's all right. Getting there. Better than last week. Well, no, the week before, sorry.
Well, yeah, okay.
But it mainly came from four players.
Who are they?
Five. Lallana Rama. Yep. Banged me a good old 12.
Got his bonus points in, didn't he?
Yeah. Jermaine Defoe.
Defoe glorious, means goals.
Our glorious leader, 12 points.
Captain Fantastic.
I wish I'd captained him, because I captained Aguero, who only got 6.
Well, yeah. It goes up to 12, though, doesn't it?
It does go up to 12. Then I went for Costa, who has been pretty consistent throughout. He's been, like, the best choice, I think. And Zaha. Got me 5, so happy with that.
Yeah, like a man who picks up.
The rest of them were below the Ross Legg 3-point average, so
not worth mentioning.
Not worth mentioning.
Got your team up here. There were some interesting selections.
What do you mean they're interesting?
Who weren't West Brom playing someone good? Do you remember that?
Leicester.
Leicester. Well, yeah. I mean,
No, but Leicester are shit.
Yeah,
they
used to be good though.
Well, for one season.
Yeah, look, but last season Leicester were good. I know it's this season.
I mean, Jack, between you and when it came down to West Brom against Leicester, and there was 1 point between us, and it was a straight shootout between Wes Morgan and Gareth McCauley between us two, and Gareth McCauley got 2 points, Wes Morgan got 1.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
very disappointing.
West Brom are twice as good as Leicester.
Eat your words.
That's what we know from that.
It was a draw, though, so get off your high horse.
I don't have to eat a habanero. So,
Connor, you do have a Sunderland defender in your team.
They've actually been
going to point that out. He's got Sunderland defender in the team for Tongan on the bench.
He's Southampton.
Van Dijk isn't Southampton.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he is.
Creative directors being creative with football facts now.
Who's the left back for Sunderland?
Van Aanholt.
Yeah, it's nearly the same, isn't it?
Well, but they're quite different teams.
So I mean, I get that it isn't.
They both drive a Ford Transit.
Southampton's actually been quite decent, I thought. I don't know. They've done all right with clean sheets.
Granted.
Solid choice, I think. Van Dijk there.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done, Connor. Rob, new team. Why don't you talk us through the season so far?
Hold on, let me get it up first.
Jesus Christ, you have to be fantastic.
I was looking at your team. I was checking that you
insight
didn't
into his sex life as well.
Van Nistelrooy at back three.
What? Let me get it up first.
Okay.
No, I think everyone missed that one.
Yeah, sorry.
Good effort, keep trying.
Yeah. One of them will stick. It's like throwing shit at a wall.
So I don't really know what the chips. I think they're called chips.
Yes.
I don't really know what chips do, so I haven't used any. So I've had a pretty solid team throughout the season.
Better safe than sorry. I like that.
I'm storing them all up like a hamster.
Okay.
So I've had De Gea in goal for the whole season because he used to be pretty good, but now Man U are really shit.
Yeah.
So he hasn't. Thanks, Mourinho.
Who's your backup keeper?
Nordfelt. Don't know who he plays for.
Don't know him.
He might be a backup Sunderland keeper. he was
if in doubt.
Yeah, he was a 4 million keeper. Okay. But then in my back four, I got Bellerin. I think I subbed him in.
Sunderland
like
right back, good player. Yeah. Yep.
Then I got Stones, the Sunderland centre back.
Why have you got a Stones?
Because he gets assists every now and then. Man City don't concede.
Rob loves Pep.
Yeah, I love Pep.
Yeah,
I like good football. I don't really care about getting points. I just want nice players.
Yeah, it's nice. Line up. So, Stones bringing it out from the back.
Yeah,
using
exactly.
Bellerin.
Balling over, giving the other team goals. That's what we like.
Exactly. And then I got Johnny Evans because Pulis shouldn't concede too many goals. Might go up for a corner every now and then.
Yeah,
okay. I got this guy Cook from Bournemouth because they play nice football.
Yeah. See where this is going. That was
midfield, three people I've had all season are Sanchez, because he's classed as a midfielder.
Injured now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's not, yeah. But he's been good for me so far this season. Coutinho as well.
Mm-hmm.
Get me so many points.
I bet they've got a good chemistry together in your
imaginary
football land.
And then next to them, they've got Dele Alli as well.
Oh.
So imagine those three.
Blind faith.
Yeah, well, he hasn't really delivered so far this season, but.
And he's injured as well, isn't he?
He is injured. Yeah. He's out for a few
weeks. Looking good.
And so also, yeah, my backup defender is Ad Vireld, who's also injured.
Yep.
My backup midfielder is Steve Cook from Bournemouth, who is also injured. on the wing, I've got Bolasie, who hasn't really delivered, but he should get a few assists.
Cheap option.
Got a whole 0 points this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, classic zero. Then up front, I've got Aguero, obviously, captain. And then Charlie Austin is going to score in a bit. I subbed him in this week or a week before.
Nice. Who's your backup striker?
Lewis Graben. big Bournemouth fan over here.
Play nice football, don't they?
Yeah. Pretty much all their players cost 4 million. So.
Well, Lewis Graben doesn't play. So.
No, I think he's contractually unable to play. But yeah, he feels on my bench. So
Rob, you have two cooks in your team.
Yeah, I got two cooks.
Too many cooks spoil the wine.
Great banter.
I've no idea what just happened.
Now the midfielder cook who I've got is going to be proper good in like 3 or 4 years time.
Yeah.
So I've got him in so that I look cool because I've had him in before.
Yeah.
He's going to be.
He's got some screenshots of that to prove.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He came from Leeds. He's like 19 years old. He's going to be proper good.
Well, there's a record of it right now. So.
Sounds good. Yeah. Maxi.
Probably not worth going through him on offence because they got 5 points between them.
Solid.
Forster got 1 point in goal as well. Mane with 13 was the big point scorer. Every time I think, you know what, I'm going to get rid of Mane and bring in one of the slightly cheaper Liverpool players to free up some funds, he does better than everyone else. So I'm just leaving there.
Only one point better than
none from Bolasie, two from Redmond, five from Zaha, Costa, nine. Interesting stat I heard about him was that he's been involved in more goals than any other Premier League footballer this season. Goals and assists.
Who?
Costa.
Okay. Sorry, I'll stop listening.
Two. You're an arse. Keep going. Two for Bonnie, Aguero, captain.
Yeah.
12.
Maybe if I listen more, I'd know who people play for.
Yeah. Mm. None of my players play for Sunderland, I should point that out. Particularly Fraser Forster, the Southampton goalkeeper.
Thanks for that little clarification. It's confusing though. I think we can all agree if you were in a pub and you couldn't see the score.
Yeah, if Sunderland and Southampton were playing each other, I mean, how would you tell?
Well, they'd have away kits on, wouldn't they? Come on. End of the game. My team.
You're a prick.
Yeah. Thank you, Max. Well, a bit of a mixed bag. Only drawing with Max is a bit embarrassing for me, to be honest. Considering I am
plucky point from the underdog standing.
Currently in the top 80,000 in the world, and Max is somewhere in the bottom 2 million probably. I'm just driving home the point.
You carry on. I'll just confirm that with you.
Courtois. Just touch on a few players in my team. Courtois, 5 clean sheets in a row. Best. As part of the best team John Motson has ever seen play football. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Demented Motson.
He is old. Did he? Yeah. Shame.
On a serious note, it's a real shame.
Morgan, Peters and Smith. Not the greatest defence, is it? No. All shaking their heads at that.
It's just, yeah.
Sanchez in the North London derby. Rob, as a Spurs fan, what do you think of that game?
thought it was good, especially after. So I was at Wembley for the Champions League on Wednesday, and it was one of the most awful performances I've seen Spurs do for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
So the North London derby was a big step up from that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we could have, if we played like we did on Wednesday, we'd have got absolutely battered.
Yeah.
And for the first 20 minutes, we were all over them. Then let it slip for a bit.
Three at the back, it confused them, didn't it?
Three at the back, they didn't know. Yeah. They don't like it up them. Yeah, but no, I was pleased.
Yeah. Anyway, back to my outfit. Benteke on the score sheet again. Lukaku doing nothing. I mean, yeah. What could he do?
I got rid of Lukaku.
Yeah, well, wise man. What could he do against Chelsea? An onslaught. Best John Watson.
I think you could drop that now.
Well, I don't know. They're probably going to win the league. Bring in Chelsea players, that's what I say. And then Aguero as captain, obviously.
I'm in the top 28%. So, fuck you.
In millions, what is that? Top million?
1.164 million.
So, I mean, yeah. It's quite a lot of... I mean, there's more than a million between us. There's a million people who play fantasy. Oh, that's astonishing in the first place. 4 million. Anyway, so I think we've done our teams. We'll wrap that up.
So now it's time for a feature. Well, we're going to call it a feature now. We say it every week. It's time for the bang wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to be confused with bang bus. Just going to put that out there.
Whatever you do, don't Google that.
This is where we discuss the bandwagon, sort of yeah, who's transferring in, who's transferring out.
But with a bit of a bang.
Yeah, well, so we're going to bang the people who you know, just...
who make the transfers.
Yeah.
We'll start with out. We like to start with out. The least transferred out of the top five most transferred out.
You could say the fifth most transferred out player.
That's wrong.
You could say that. I don't know why you'd say that.
It's Theo Walcott.
Theo Walcott.
What do you think about that, boys?
Slightly confusing.
Well, he was in there last week, wasn't he?
He was.
Hit the post.
It was a good effort.
Yeah, it was a great effort.
Doesn't get you points though, does it?
A bit fluky.
Post not points.
No, I think that's poor choices.
That's enough on Theo. Well, we did him last week, come on.
We banged Theo Walcott on the bang wagon.
Kyle Walker, fourth most transferred out, 49,991.
He might be injured.
Giving him the flick.
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
the orange on him, which yeah. I think is why people are getting rid.
Well, I think they just don't want to play for
England. You know who else has got orange on them?
Dutch national football team.
Yes.
Luton.
Yes. Blackpool.
Yeah.
Oh, many. President of the United States.
Oh, that wasn't... I think the football bit was better, wasn't it? Third most transferred out. Sanchez. Also got injured.
Also, yeah.
Yeah. This is a bit...
I've heard that the Arsenal doctors are optimistic, though, about him coming back.
Rob's in contact.
There we go. Man inside.
As a Spurs fan, why are you so interested in this?
He's got him in his team.
I've got him in my team.
Oh.
We've been through this.
Speed dial for Jim Luton there. Jim,
alright, Max. Second most transferred out. It's Ibrahimovic again.
He just scored two at the weekend.
He's been banned though, hasn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah, he did. I bet he's in Garth Crutch's team, isn't he?
How many weeks in a row has he been in the transferred out?
When we started
many
bagging on Ibrahimovic, I mean, I'm a strong proponent of ditching Ibrahimovic. I don't think he's very good. I think he's old and senile. Probably.
Him and John Watson are just talking to each other.
And I think I've been proved correct. He went from above 50% ownership to 28%.
28?
Yeah. You can tell your friends at work that tomorrow, can't you? Most transferred out player, Raheem Sterling. Or Raheem.
Yeah. I'm actually one of those people.
Because he didn't play, did he?
This week. I got rid of him weeks ago.
No, I've made my transfer already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got rid of Sterling?
I've got rid of Sterling.
One of those 90.
Who did you bring in?
Coutinho.
Mm. Oh, that's a pretty good one, isn't it? Unless Coutinho goes away and gets injured.
Yeah, he's going to get injured.
Well, there is that chance, but him and Lallana Rama, I reckon they're a good combo.
Yeah.
That's bold, though.
Mascherano's going to kill Coutinho and Copper or whatever. Well, it's not Copper, but
World Cup qualifier. Yeah. Most transferred in from fifth most transferred in player to most
Jesus Christ.
You're really good at this. Fifth most transferred in. Of the players that have been transferred in, this is number five number most five. Transferred in player. We're going to count up to number one.
Why this needs so much explanation is beyond me.
It's hard. It's not easy doing this.
It really isn't easy.
Looking at a screen, saying numbers.
I'm giving this a great crack of the fist, of the whip.
You're getting it all wrong.
Fifth most transferred in player is Firmino. Yo.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, fine.
Refuse.
Did play well. Fourth most transferred in player, this is a little bit of a surprise. Defender for Chelsea.
Marcus Alonso.
It is Marcus Alonso.
Yeah, it's going to be wrapping up.
He scored, didn't he?
54,000 people.
Everyone loves a goal at the back.
But also, if they're playing free at the back, it's going to be racking up assists.
Yeah, he's pretty much a left winger. I mean, when Chelsea have got the ball, like Moses and Marcus Alonso are so far forward.
Victor Moses, revelation.
What a player. If only he was a defender in the fantasy football world.
Like James Milner, he isn't. There'll be people transferring him in soon, though. You watch.
My dad did it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Stupid Max's dad. Third most transferred in player. Also plays for Chelsea.
Hazard?
No.
Costa?
It is Costa. Diego, who's on four bookings.
Well, everyone got rid of him because he was going to get booked.
And then
he's managed not to get booked for four games in a row.
I think it's two games.
He's calm now.
Okay, so some games in a row. It's been a few. Anyway, 64,000 people brought him in. Second most, Felipe Coutinho.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Got one here, one of that
72,000.
You're riding the bang bus to oblivion.
Bang wagon.
Pretty sure I've seen you on the bang bus.
Most transferred in player, 200,532. Should be pretty obvious, who is it?
Is it still Hazard?
Hazard.
Yeah, come on, Max.
Okay,
think about it.
Come on, Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
Max.
Playing like the player from 2 years ago.
Good.
Yeah.
And not bad.
That's the bang wagon.
We might keep that name.
Rob, I hear there are some things about fantasy football that you need explaining to you.
Yeah, well, so this whole thing of... So I know that you get free transfers. Do you get one a week?
Yeah.
Is that right?
You can roll it over to two.
Yeah, so I've had two a few times. I've logged on and I thought, okay, I'll do two changes.
Have you made those changes?
I've made two changes a few times. Yeah, I've made a few changes. But I'm unsure about what these extra things I can do are. So if you could explain that to me, like... what does bench boost mean?
All the players on your bench get points added to your team. Because normally they don't. You only get them if one of your players doesn't play. But
okay. So I won't be using that because all of my bench are injured. And half my team are injured.
You're quick. You're a quick learner.
Then you might want to use the wild card.
So what does that mean?
That means you've got unlimited transfers for the whole of the...
No penalties.
Yeah. Well, no minus fours like Garth Crooks does every week.
Do you know you can make transfers?
Has Garth Crooks used his wild card yet?
No, he hasn't.
No. Mm. What's he saving it for?
Ross.
He's played him already, isn't he?
So yeah, you can do unlimited transfers.
But how much do they cost you?
Nothing.
Oh, if you're doing the wild card, if not,
minus four
points per transfer.
Per transfer. So how often can you do the wild card?
Once every half season.
Half season.
You get another one at. In January.
Might be time to use it.
Yeah, exactly. I've built all these up, so I'm just going to destroy it.
I think you can only play one a week, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got...
What's the other one? 4 weeks. Triple captain.
Triple captain.
Yeah.
Three
kind of speaks
captain.
For itself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for when Man City are playing Sunderland or something like that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. All
triple
that,
bravo.
All attack.
Three clean sheets.
Okay. Triple John Stones, mate.
He's going to do that. He's going to score three, and we're all going to look really silly.
And what's the other one?
All that attack.
Yeah, all that attack. What's that?
You only play two defenders, five in midfield, three up front. It's like
a bit weird.
Like going back to 1920s football, basically.
Has to be 2-5-3.
Yeah. And if then one of your players isn't playing, a defender comes off the bench
and plays in midfield,
which is there's no point in that.
Right? You still use up the thingy.
Anyway, that's your education, Rob. Hope you enjoyed it.
It was great.
And we've got our special segment of the week. It's Donald Trump's Bastard 11. La 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 la. Welcome to Donald Trump's bastard cunt 11. Well, yeah, we didn't really discuss it. Who's happy about Donald Trump being the president of the United States? POTUS.
Russia.
Russia.
Yeah, Putin.
Just Russia.
I meant in the room, but like...
That's what I took it as.
I got all meta.
I'm delighted. I think it's a real victory for morons.
Speaking of morons, there were 59 million morons I didn't do a moron shout out to. let's get on with the Donald Trump bastard cunt 11. We've picked 11 bastard cunt footballers, put them in an 11, and made a team for you, for your audio
enjoyment.
In honour of the floppy haired orange wonderful man, in case he's listening.
Let's start at the back.
Flop. That's one thing about Donald Trump's era, it's physically incapable of flopping.
You kind of heard it here first.
Fact checked might have seen
otherwise elsewhere, but Harald Schumacher, discuss, goalkeeper. We're starting at the back. I just threw the name out there.
Yeah.
Attempted murderer.
Yes. Yeah. There's not much more you can. The shoulder in the face
of poor Battiston. So this is what, the semi-finals of the Euros, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Could be 1982 World Cup. Back in the day.
On the Trump train.
Platini plays a lovely ball over the top. Battiston's running onto it. He goes for like a little touch around the keeper, misses. I think if he scored, we'd have all forgotten about this. So, unlucky Harold. But Schumacher comes barreling out, sort of takes his head out with his arse, puts Battiston in a coma, knocks out three teeth, and after the game, when he's asked, or when he's told that he's knocked three teeth out of Battiston's face, he replied to the interviewer, "If that's all that's wrong with him, I'll pay for the crowns."
That was great banter.
So, welcome into the Donald Trump bastard cunt 11. You're in the sticks.
It's a deserved
place. Get your gloves on. Yeah.
Oh, there's some dental generosity there you should be commended for. But.
Yeah, of course. We're going with a back four. None of this Garth Crooks nonsense.
Midfield seven.
Starting, should we go from right back?
Yes, let's do it.
Ben Thatcher of elbow fame.
Who else? Elbow fame, kicking people fame.
Yeah, he kicked Ronaldo in the nuts once.
Stamped on his chest, didn't he? Ben Thatcher compilations got to be some good watching.
It's going to be long and violent. At centre back, we've got Goyke Chaya, who was one of our videos of the week, or videos of the day this week. The Butcher of Bilbao took out Maradona. Hurt his ankle so badly that Maradona was out for a long time. Kept the boot that he did the ankle damage with in a special glass cage. Brings it out at parties. Yeah, that's a kind of...
It's particularly awful.
Welcome to the Bastard Cunt 11, Goyke Chaya. Max, you're a big fan of the other centre-back. Who is it?
Captain, leader, legend, racist, girlfriend shagging.
Not his girlfriend.
John Terry.
Yeah. Got anything more to add to that? Anyone? What's your favourite John Terry moment? Defensive dive?
It's got to be the fish, isn't it?
Okay. No, actually, so one of mine is his interaction with another member or bench player of the Bastard Cunt 11 was a racist attack in the early 2000s.
Okay. We'll go on to that.
Yeah.
Won't we?
I'm not quite sure when.
At left back, we've sort of nudged him into the team. Not technically a left back, I don't think. Rob, would you like to enlighten us?
Well, he can. He's a very versatile player because he doesn't actually play football.
He can be violent all over the pitch.
Exactly. Yeah. The actual region doesn't really matter to him. It's Claudio Gentile, famous for absolutely brutalising Maradona in 1982.
Yeah.
So is he kind of like a UFC fighter, but in football kit?
There's no cage.
It's 60 yards by 100 yards. Pure pain. There are a couple of honourable mentions. Max, you quite like Pepe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like is a strong word. he's just an awful human.
He is.
Yeah. The diving, the kicking, the fighting, the... Yeah.
Just generally
just
his face.
Just the Pepe.
Yeah. Rob, Gonzalo...
Jara. Yeah. He is an expert in digital rectal examination.
Gonzalo Jara v. Edison Cavani.
Yeah.
Cavani gets sent off after the incursion.
Being probed.
He gets a little checkup and then he has to leave the pitch for more prostate exams.
Everyone did him a favour, really.
Yeah.
He saw red and thought, it's not supposed to be there.
Exactly.
I think we've got a good back five there. Solid. Two bench options.
Did you take back five?
Yeah, well, it's fantasy football, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, mate. Heading the game. Midfield. I don't know if we can say his name. Super Injunction. It's Super Giggs. Or should
not,
we say...
Not, well, Griggs.
Brian Schmiggs.
Brian Griggs. Griggs. Brian Griggs.
Famous, of course, for his long and... Hot.
Steamy
affair with his brother's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, his brother's wife.
Yeah,
brother's
and, wife. And the woman off Celebrity
what,
Big Brother.
What's your Imogen. Brother's wife? Mm. What other sister-in-law? Not okay.
Not brilliant.
Allegedly.
Son-in-law.
Allegedly not okay.
It's better than sister.
Brian.
It is better than sister. It's better than
is
just
it?
Outright
I don't
sister.
Know.
Well,
yes.
I mean,
it
is.
I mean, obviously, you'd want a holding midfielder in there. And who better than Mr. Vinny Jones?
Done a bit of holding in his time, hasn't he, Gaz?
He was really the proto Busquets, wasn't he? And
Yeah, I think. I mean, I hear that Busquets more or less based his career.
Pretty much that 7 second clip of kickoff and then Vinny Jones demolishing the guy.
I would have suggested Busquets for a place in the 11, but he is very much understudy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still learning. Plenty of time. What's your favourite Vinny Jones movie? Have you got one?
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Mean Machine.
Oh, Mean Machine's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bit of Danny Dyer.
Bit obvious though.
Lockstock's a cracker.
Yeah.
Got time for Snatch.
He even shows compassion at the
Everyone's
end.
Everyone's got time for Snatch.
equal opportunities.
Next. And this is where the
right. There's a lot. There's a lot of wink wink nudge nudge going on.
A little bit of going on in this room.
Nice.
Thank you, Rob. The creative driving force in midfield. Diego. Maradona.
Is that contentious considering how many people have injured him and are in the team with him?
There are two Maradona violence. Nobblers and one Maradona. But let's go through some of Maradona's highlights, shall we?
Yeah.
We've got the Hand of God. Yeah. That's probably the least worst thing he's done. There was the fight against Bilbao. There's elbows and kicks and knees going over.
Knees to the face.
Yeah. There was the cocaine addiction.
On the pitch.
Can happen to anyone.
Yeah. The tax evasion.
Mm. Really? Yeah. No wonder he's the feature in the Trump 11 with that one.
Yeah.
Then there's the chat show.
There's also the 20 years where he did not acknowledge his son.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he had a son in Italy. Spent 20 years pretending he didn't have a son.
We've all been there.
His son was a very successful beach footballer for the Italian football team.
Well, the thing is that, so he's got his grandson is Sergio Aguero's son, and that guy's going to be the best footballer of all time.
Yeah. There you go. Heard it here first.
Get him in your team.
Yeah. That's a fantasy football pick for 2035.
Football Manager 2028 if you can get him cheap.
Finally though, on Maradona's rap sheet, after the chat show, after the sun, after the tax evasion, after the cocaine, after the fighting, after the Hand of God, 2010 Manager of Argentina, one of the most talented bunch of footballers ever. What was he doing? He had a lie-in every single day until midday. They just didn't train in the morning.
But also, one of his main training methods was making them play raw ass. He literally made them play raw ass. This video of them lining up on the goal line, sticking their asses out.
I bet he won.
Yeah, he won.
20 lives.
Every time.
So yeah, Diego Maradona, I think, like...
Deserves.
Yeah, he's
chewing.
Yeah,
didn't
he have a fight with Varane the other day?
It was in the. Like,
oh, we could have just done. Just,
it was a charity football game, wasn't it? And
what?
Yeah, he just him and Varane. Nothing really happened. Like Varane tackled him, sort of pretended not to tackle him, and then tackled him, and then Maradona squared up to him for like the next 10 minutes. What are you doing? You small fat man.
Two midfielders that had an honourable mention: Lee Bowyer.
Yeah.
fighting his own teammates, and
everything else.
Joey Barton, the philosopher.
Cigarette in the eye.
Interestingly though, Rob, as someone who did a PhD in philosophy, I feel like I've learnt more about philosophy from Joey than I have from you. So
That's true.
Well,
that's why I am proposing that Joey Barton gets the job as a philosophy lecturer rather than carrying on playing football.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, out for stress at the moment.
I think Rangers agree with you as well.
Up front, I mean, of course, Andre Gray's in there. Hate the grey, not the gay.
Hashtag.
It's been one of the driving forces of this podcast, one of the reasons we got together.
And a real victory.
Was to correct that injustice. And then we have one extra spot, and there are a few players who have a shout. We'll run through them. Dicanio, who is an actual fascist. Suarez.
Biting, spitting.
There's so much.
Yeah. Done a lot.
Is it three bites now?
Three bites.
I lose count.
Three bites. John, and counting, probably.
John Fashanu, lots of punching and kicking there. Also disowned his gay brother, who then committed suicide. Not really on.
No. Nice one, Fash.
Not great.
Craig Bellamy, golf club fame.
Not to the putter.
Yeah. And Mauro Icardi, who, of course, stole Maxi Lopez's wife and son.
Yep. He inaugurated the Wonder Derby.
Yeah. Rob, you were telling us earlier that he has a tattoo of Maxi Lopez's wife and son.
Yeah, so Maxi Lopez's wife, named Wanda, Icardi turned up, nicked her, nicked the kids, made Maxi Lopez leave the club, and then got a tattoo made of Maxi Lopez's kids on his arm, just to rub it in, and then made all the fans of his team turn against him.
So. Was Maxi Lopez, in the background of that photo, was there like Maxi Lopez
just
with like
out.
A little satchel over his arm, looking off into the distance?
Little polka dot bag over his stick, over his shoulder.
I quite like the book anecdote though, for those that don't know. Maxi Lopez, Mauro Icardi's book was pulped after... there was a section in it. Rob, you tell the story better than me. What was the section? Why was his book pulped?
So he got into an altercation with the Inter Ultras last season. I think it was last season.
Yeah.
And they basically told him that he was playing shit like the whole Inter team were. In his book, he says that he was raging at these fans. I went back to the dressing room. People had told him back he wanted to go out there and have a go at the fans. And what he wanted to say to the fans was, you guys are a load of pussy cunts. I grew up in a favela in Argentina. I know a lot of people. I've seen people die. I know hundreds of Argentinian criminals. Literally hundreds of people. If you want to have a fight, I'll pay for them to fly over. And the Inter board allowed this to be published. And after the next match, after the book was published, the Inter ultras turned up at his house, unfurled a banner which said, we're here, bring your mates.
I think he's in. I know whose side I'm on.
I do feel like after, was it, what was the fantasy fix where we talked about,
I don't know what you're
saying, fans fighting each other?
Was this the one where you didn't come up with
fixing, fixing the London Stadium?
Yeah, I feel like this
has
could
come
this
up come with a Mauro Icardi
Mauro Icardi versus.
You might have noticed that there's one position missing. There was an extra midfielder. And I have got the perfect man for it. We're going back to the late 1920s through to 1944.
It's a long career.
In France.
Oh, bastard cuntness.
It's not all football. the man's name is Alexander Villaplan. Rob, would you... You were a great French speaker.
Oh, yeah?
As a young man.
Oui, oui, oui.
Could you pronounce... I think Villaplan is...
Alexandre Villaplan.
There we go, him, Villaplan. Born in Algeria, sometime in the early 20th century. Very good at football, moved to France, became, I guess, nationalised French. I think he was a Frenchman who was the son of French people, born in Algeria and then came back. Great pass of the football, great touch, great in the air, great physical presence.
Olivier Giroud of his time.
Yeah, well, no, he was a centre half, but on the continent, the centre half, I think, is more or less a centre midfielder.
John Stones.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, he became captain of the international team, played 20 internationals in a row. At 24, it sort of all went wrong. He became a bit of a playboy, kept moving around clubs, put a few people off. Got in trouble for bribing. He was playing for Antigua at this point, and he bribed another team to lose a game so they could have a crack at the French championship. And then never played again. So, I mean, by all accounts, there's no video of him playing, but apparently he was a fantastic footballer. Then the war happened. For an individual who liked a little bit of bribery, a little bit of a playboy, seemed like the perfect opportunity. Unfortunately for him, quite soon after the war did start, he was caught with quite a lot of black market goods. Sent to prison, and yeah, whatever. And that's when he was approached by the head of the French Gestapo, Henri Lafon. And Henri Lafon, and he basically, Villepin became the driver, the chauffeur for Lafon, and drove him around doing all his Gestapo stuff. And then slightly later in the war, 1943-1944, Villepin, because of his African connections, became head of the North African Brigade, who were basically some French people who were born in North Africa, who came over to sort of bolster the French Gestapo. And Villepin killed quite a lot of people.
Getting to the point.
There's one definite anecdote where he killed, or authorised the death of 11 people. But one of his favourite things to do was to find a Jew or a member of the resistance, and what he would do is he had this speech and
is it a bit Pulp Fiction here?
It more or less goes as follow. So he would get out of the car dressed in a German uniform, and he would speak to this Jew or this member of the resistance, and this is what he would recount. What times are we living through? To what extremities am I reduced? I, a Frenchman, forced to wear the German uniform. These awful rags. They're going to kill you. But I'll save you, risking my life. I have saved 54 people. You'll be the 55th. That'll be 400,000 francs. And if they couldn't pay, that was it. Villepin would dub them in. I'm going to throw it out there. Possibly the biggest cunt.
He's got the armband.
Yeah.
He's got the armband with SS written on it.
So, yeah.
it's between him and Joey Barton.
That's what I'm saying. So, he was lucky to be born in that time where his cuntness was allowed to be extracted from within him. Imagine if John Terry was born in France or Germany in 1920. Imagine how much shit John Terry would have done.
He wouldn't be able to speak French though.
Just point and shoot.
Anyway, there is a happy ending.
Like he did with Wayne Bridges' girlfriend.
I say happy ending. He was killed on Boxing Day. He was captured and killed by the new French government in 1944.
Yay!
So yeah, as captain of the bastard cunt Donald Trump 11, welcome in.
Worthy of a triple captain, I'd say.
And I think that more or less wraps that segment up. So that was Donald Trump's Bastard Cunt 11. We hope you enjoyed it. A lot of effort went into it. We've got no fallacy fix this week, or fancy fix, whatever we call it. We couldn't come up with anything. And we've got quite a long episode anyway, so for the best we move on. We do have Fact or Fallacy, and this week we have a stats special.
Oh
that's going to be exciting, isn't it? So I've got three stats.
So much enthusiasm.
I have three stats, football stats, and you have to decide whether they're facts or fallacies.
Or all of them.
Yeah, or one at a time.
Right. It's not like the three.
This doesn't need to sound more.
Not the two truths and a lie thing. Not that.
No.
That's what I thought.
This doesn't need to sound more like an Alan Partridge episode, does it?
I mean, aha!
Yeah.
Carry on.
That's his catchphrase. Thank you. Stat number one. You are most likely to concede in the 10 minutes after scoring a goal.
Fact. I reckon fact.
No, fallacy.
There you go. It's a fallacy. Straight up fallacy. You're actually least likely to concede in the 10 minutes after scoring a goal.
Yeah. You're obviously playing well.
Well, unless you're England.
Well, look, it's just in general, isn't it? It's not specific to teams. Although probably, yeah, England would be one of those teams that would be the exception.
Can you qualify that with when you are most likely?
Right, okay, that's enough of that.
No,
moving on to stat number two. The more civil war in a player's country of origin, the better their discipline.
What do you mean by discipline?
The less yellow and red cards they'll get. Max, fact or fallacy?
It's such a strange stat that I'm going to go with fact.
Wait, so the more civil war,
yeah,
which is a quantity,
the better
the more years of war.
We've got nine civil war over here.
The higher amount of civil war,
the
better the discipline.
Yes.
Fallacy.
Okay, Connor?
I'm going to go for fallacy as well. Actually.
It is a fallacy.
I'm shit at this.
So Rob's two for two.
Jesus.
Connor, you're on one. Max, you're on zero.
Sort of reflects your fantasy football.
I was waiting for
do you
for
know
that.
Anything about football?
It's the one, it's the one with the egg, isn't it? The football.
For Christ's sake, just shut up. Final fact or fallacy. The team with the most shots on target usually wins. Fact or fallacy, Max? Oh, I don't know what was funny about that. Come on.
Fact!
It's a fact from Max.
It is a fact, but it's also a nerd nonsense.
What's that mean?
You need to get a quote from Craig Burley. Okay.
Connor, fact or fallacy?
I'll go for fallacy.
Oh, Connor, you could have gone to two. Well, instead, you and Max both are dregs. Rob, congratulations. 3 out of 3. You know your football. Interesting, though. The team with the most shots on targets, most shots on target only wins 50 to 55% of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You can have shots from crappy locations, as Spurs do in every match.
Always about Spurs.
I think we're nearly there.
And I thought we were glad that Ross wasn't here.
No, I'm a one-issue podcaster.
We're nearly there. We've got one final thing.
And don't make it sound like too much of a chore.
It's a bit of a chore. On this day in football, we're going back to 1907 for this.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's the first London derby.
History lessons.
Do you like that? First London derby.
I like it.
Between Arsenal and Chelsea. Oh. Anyone have a guess at the number of people that turned up?
Where was it played? Woolwich?
No idea, anyway. Right, it could be anywhere, couldn't it? Somewhere in London.
947.
No,
94,500.
What's the year?
It's
1907.
Yeah.
65,000.
You're in the ballpark. It's 50 to 70,000. So that'd be another point for Bob if it's still a quiz.
52,000.
You've got a 20,000 range.
They didn't have turnstiles back then.
Yeah.
Come on.
But then maybe don't choose it as a fact.
Anyone want to guess the score as the final act of the podcast?
3-3.
3-3.
5-3, Arsenal.
2-1, Chelsea.
It was 0-0. thanks for listening, everyone. This is Fantasy Football. Goodbye from me, Jack.
Goodbye from me, Max.
Goodbye from me, Robin.
Goodbye from me, Connor. La, 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 la.